From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Officials in southwestern Kansas are looking for survivors of a deadly tornado that struck last night. Forecasters describe the tornado as a wedge, at least 3/4 of a mile wide. It virtually destroyed the small farming town of Greensburg. The storm killed at least 9 people and injured dozens more. Emergency officials say it may take days to recover the injured and dead. Reporter Frank Morris is just outside Greensburg and joins us on the line. Frank, I understand you were not able to actually get into the town because of the devastation there, but can you tell us what you were able to see and what you're hearing there?
Well, I went to a shelter where there are a lot of people milling around, some people joking and laughing, but telling their stories and telling about the utter obliteration of Greensburg. The hospital was essentially destroyed. 30 people were trapped there overnight, let out by rescuers in the morning. People were stuck in their basements all over town, and neighbors came out after the tornado and rescued them. But the water tower's gone. The town is just destroyed.
We've heard emergency officials report that this is the most significant emergency the state of Kansas has witnessed in a very long time. What were people telling you, the survivors there at the shelter? What were they describing happened?
They all described having plenty of warning, getting kids home to their parents, and going around and collecting their elderly neighbors, their friends who didn't have basements, and getting into shelter. Everyone that I spoke with told a story like that. And then they talked about heavy, heavy hail that broke windows, and then just an amazing cacophony of splintering wood and breaking glass. Everyone's ears were popping violently. And then that ended, and torrential rain fell into their basements because their houses weren't there anymore. Many of the people I spoke with crawled out over debris to find that their houses were gone.
We understand the rescue activities are still underway today. What do you know about that?
All I know is that they're expecting that it's going to take a while to sift through the rubble because of the devastation here. You know, you're talking about places that look like they were put in a blender and put on high and then spit out across the town. People had other people's freezers blocking their basement steps. I mean, this tornado was extremely violent, and it's going to take a while to make sure that everyone's accounted for.
Frank Morris of member station KCUR, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.